I'm going to need some help in a moment because I've got two boxes which have got some presents in them. And this is a very pretty one, isn't it? So what's going to be in here? All sorts of treasures, do we think? I expect so. And in here, well, that's a bit of rather sort of dull and plague. Come on, youngsters, come on over here, would you? And I want your help. So come and sit over here. So let's just have a look. So let's go for the box that's got glitz in it. And I want you to do a lucky dip. Now, Esther, first of all, I want you to put your hand in there and find something that's in there. What's that? Two moldy bird-eaten apples. Not the sort of thing to find in a treasure box. But hey, well, perhaps there's something else in that. Perhaps that was in there by mistake. What have we got here?
A bone.
Oh, well, that's not very useful, is it? It's a bone. It's mean as bone. Now, let's see whether... Let's just move them over. Can I just ask Noah to... There'll be some other things. Noah, do you want to dip in here? See what you can find in here. There's another bag in there. There. Look at that. Potato peelings. Not really very good, is it? So, what do we have here? We have this box full of glitz, and it's got a lot of not very good stuff in it. So, we just need to remember that, because what have we got here? Now, let's just... okay, B, you can have a little look in there. What have we got? What have we got? Well, that's a surprise, isn't it? What a surprise to find in that really rather dull box that we've got here. So, there we go. You can keep that for the moment. Now then, let's see who hasn't had a little go here. Ava, yes, do you want to have a little look and see what we might find in here? Ah, well, that's a surprise to find in here. What is that?
It's the Bible.
It's the Word of God that brings light to us. And then finally, here we go. Yes, do you want to have a look in there? There is. I'm sure there is. Hey, look at that. And a wonderful candle which shows the great treasure of Christ being the light of the world. So, thank you very much. Just go and sit down for the moment. So, what do we have then? We have a crown, a bee. Can I just borrow that back a moment, please? Thank you. Whoop. We have the crown, we have the Bible, and we have the candle showing that Jesus is the Word of God, that he's the light of the world, and his King in heaven. And then in the glitzy box that we would have expected to have had treasures, we found some, well, not really very nice things. And isn't that a moral for our world today, how we put so much into the glitz of our secular world that we are misled to think that that is where the real treasure is, where in fact the treasure that Jesus has for us is in the simplicity of that message that comes on this day as we celebrate his birth, in the simplicity of that manger, and as the shepherds came to give worship to him as we are this morning. So let's remember the simplicity is where the treasure should be rather than the glitz of so much in our world today.